Drasha for Parshas Bamidbar, Tafshinayim. The Medrash says that the Torah was given in fire, in water, and in the desert. Torah is compared to fire. Fire is the external power of Torah. It enlightens. It gives warmth and emotion, heat, and it is the tool used to build and develop production. And it also is used for cooking. So too, Torah enlightens, Torah gives emotion and warmth, and Torah is the tool with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that we are partners in creation. And Torah is also food, spiritual food, that prepares, like cooking, prepares our spiritual nourishment. However, just like fire can be very positive, fire can also be destructive. So too Torah can be a sam hachayim for those that learn it properly, and a sam hamaves, a poison, to those who learn it improperly. Now the inside of Torah, the inner effect of Torah, is like water. Just like water nourishes the person from inside and gives him his very life, so too Torah gives the life blood of the person. And the person who has Torah has eternal life. And Torah also enhances one's midos, and it makes his mitzvahs more meaningful and gives them depth. That is the idea that Torah is compared to fire and Torah is compared to water. However, the Torah was given in a desert. A desert is a place where there is no wood to make fires, and there's no noticeable water unless you dig deep or find an oasis. And therefore, the symbolism is that even though Torah is fire and Torah is water, you have to make the effort to bring the wood and to dig deep and find the water. And that's why it says, Yogati Umatsasi tamen. Only if you put in the toil to bring the wood and matsasi, and you find the water, is it going to be effective. And that's why the Sedra of Bamidbar, which happened in the beginning of the second month of the second year, is put before Nasa, which happened in the first month of the second year. Because the Sedra of Naso speaks about God's presence in the Mishkan. But it took 30 days until the second month for that presence to become kavua, so says the Truma Sadeshin, to become set. And the idea being that even though God's presence is there, we have to access it. We have to make it set. And each person had their flag, which represented each person's part in bringing and making the Shechina, God's presence, part of the Jewish people. It had to come through Amal and Yegiyah, and that's why every person has to write his own Sefer Torah. You can't inherit one, buy one, you have to write it with your own toil and effort.